And is the very potential, so a hawk has enough venom potential to be able to kill, little ants. Kosa matino of your horse, kosha matamin an aids, aim with this a cloud, a few be meaning shall matamin. So in other words, so the hawk, as far as aggressiveness is concerned, a hawk is the third degree bird of prey. He's not, doesn't represent maximum aggressiveness. The falcon represents maximum aggressiveness. So he says, behold, Eimu she'eishan drisa, ein chiluk, bein im boim lahatzil, hanidras mimenu, bein im ein boim lahatzil. In other words, that's like the second version of Rafizdi, in the book. Aber the sefer atumis kosov, the chosul in ledrisa achlo bein feiz, elim kineishu matzil. Valkin on the same hat of the Hosel Shinik Masmi, with Toy Hlul Shotanke, Maskona Sadin Ovis Alkis, or Shane will be say, the Holinia with a wah. The Arashmokosa, Efsha Shahasu, in Shalom of the Tao, say, Imatanke, the Hosel Yu Shoda Mahe, and he go, A Hesish. The whole Lochle. And he says, all Lochle, in other words, we shouldn't rely on deception. The Rashbo himself says, we shouldn't rely on deception. And we still have to be Hesish. Alright, Atka. I will leave it here. We'll leave it here because it's already a little late. Alright, so tomorrow we'll finish. Now these 2 days, it's a machlok l'shem whether we pass from like the first portion in Rav Chisde, that when Rav Chisde says that the chosel has a prisa potential, we don't even know it. So it's only when the chosel is very angry and very frustrated and very bitter, and these days with determination and malice. So that's only when Yeshua Matzil, when the Goyim are doing Yeshua Matzil, but when Eimer Matzil, so then the horse is calm, so then he acts in a civilized way, so when Yeshua Matzil, then the tiger comes in, and it comes to the foreground, the tiger of the horse comes to the foreground. Alright, so it's a machlekes, whether we pass by the first motion in Rav Chisde, or by the second motion of Chisde. Anyway, we see from this Gemara that in order to inject venom into the system, to such an extent that it will destroy the whole system, so it is greatly psychosomatic. We see, that the willpower and the bitterness and determination with which the producer is done plays a great role. So this is how we can explain, the comparative drisa potential between the hawk and the falcon. And so tomorrow, we'll finish the tour in Zion, and then we'll try to cover Simon Ches. Then Thursday, we'll try to cover Muntes. Thursday and Friday, we'll try to cover Muntes himself. That's the tour. Now, $10 on the base. The last thing that we learned was that the Aloche mentioned the name of the Rashbo, that Al Kechasubim Shalom of Neitabu say, Yivatam Gen, Michol Shalom Yinu Shavidiv Achayim Vihiko, in Cheshishim Lay. But still, that's Efsha, he says. So the Rashbo says, we're all lochish for him. In other words, we cannot rely on that Efsha. I mean, this is a possibility, it's a hypothesis. But it's not muchach. Some melee, we have to be machin. Atka. Now, then the two opposites. Ein drisel of yad vitzipere. Abel dorsa beraglo vinoshcha bishineo. Lo yehabel kikets baronne. So then it's not ruse, then it's something else. Vein... Now, drisa really means the Gemara talks about the eres, the poison that is injected, and the Gemara talks of mikle, that this venom burns. Apparently, the venom is injected into the blood system of the behemoth, so melee destroys the blood system. That's what it means, it burns. Alright. Ve'indri se'el ha'mechayim shal de'eriz v'nivras. Keita. We learn that in the Gemara. Harei sh'lad v'tzeponei. V'gabi shal dorus. V'yad shal ha'it tzeponei. Hum asa de'eriz. O'inish chata nidres. Harei rekosha. In other words, when does the poison get into the blood system? Only when the beast takes out its claw, it's a pair. But until it takes it out, so the poison is not injected into the blood system. So Mimele, Eve, let's say the lion, let's say it was their race. And then somebody shot the lion before the lion was able to take out his parent. So Mimele, it's not Usa, the behemoth is not Usa. Or suppose the behemoth was Nishchat. As the lion was being there, is the behemoth was there, was Nishcha. And then the lion took out the Tzeperen from the behemoth after the Shechita. So it's not Rosein. Actually, it's a pain, who must have there is Nishcha, there is Nishcha, there is Nishcha. But medu amurim kishorinu mitchilu vatzei, amurim bolu ponenu mitzeperen tchuba lebigabei, chen shishin shemo doras vichoza vidoras, vichen mila atzobin beifis adiyose. אפילו אם שחטו, כן אם שיש את זה פונה. עושה, שכן דרך שמעקה בין כמה פעמים עד שיש את זה. נעל חי שישים, נעל, there is a מחלקת between רב and שמואל. And even though, whether חי שלי סוף יתרוסה, או אי חי שלי סוף יתרוסה. Whether חי שלי סוף יתרוסה. So רב says, אי חי שלי סוף יתרוסה. שמואל says, חי שישים. The general principle is that the ילחס יקרב ביסור, but here we pass like שמואל. חי שלי סוף יתרוסה. כי גאי, so the Gemara points out the situation where there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Kigein im rei mari shenichtas lebna shvor, he entered, let's say, in stable of oxen, and then we don't know what happened there. Chei shishin shem ados. Bamed lo amur mishu shei sei vein nikag. The lion was, the people were standing outside the stable, so they observed that the lion was silent. But the behemoths were not silent, they were lowing. Behemikarka. And so then Shmuel says, and we pass by Shmuel, that Cheish Lissabit Rus, Avalim Rushes, Ilim Sheiskin. If it was observed that both were silent, the lion and the behemoths, or you behemikarka, they are both screaming. Ey Cheish, Vimcho Tachesh, Shlech Mem Cheish, Shimlach. If we know that he did victimize one behemoth, so then we don't have to be Cheish. For the other behemoths. Why? Because that appeased the lion. Eichei shishin lachir, afilu hushei zei vei mikarkerim, de amrinon, kvo noch reik zei. So we see, I mean, that the ego operates very intensely, even among chayes, not only among men. Because of a rashbo, davke bishaho, avol impota yachad men, ולא יאובו, חי שלגו. When the Gemara says that if the lion was observed to have chopped off the head of one of the behemoths, so then the other behemoths are muter because the lion was certainly is presumed to have been appeased. Mimele, he didn't bother the other animals, the other behemoths, so that's only if he killed one. But suppose he just injured one. So then the lion is not appeased, the Rashi says. Because the lion is only appeased if he does a full job, if he kills an animal. But if he just injures not, on the contrary, he feels frustrated and embittered. I will put a echad mem lehov achish lekolo. The kolshkin shechamosi guarabe, kishesila atzmo, velo yehov. Vihod achishishin davke kishiyodanu shenich nasari. So then Shmuel says, and we pass by Shmuel, that achishishin, I will be sofik im nich nasila, oi shehu sofik ari oi kele, we don't even know whether you had the lion into the stable. There is a possibility. So then we're not chayshis. Or yishemo b'kone niga, ein chayshis. Ari shenichnas bin ashvoy, v'nim tzei sikene gimor, v'nim tzei siperen shal ari, plusho, v'yishemes b'gabi shal echad, bein ima tziperen lacho, bein ima tziperen lacho yivesho, chayshishi, afilu im sheisik ve im sheiskin, because we found on the back of one of the behemoths, we found the tziperen of the lion. Shechish shemar shahidose v'atziperen nishbito v'yoshu lebigabei. Because that's a reyese that establishes a sop. V'kotz v'rashbo v'loy lozeh levat chayishin l'chol ha'shvorim shebedi the stable shekvor be'anu shenim rimno chayzei elu kshayakechot mehem avol toras v'lo yorad adarabe ele reyze v'yeyzeh umake v'dei reish. So this is the Rashba Lishitose, and he extends the Shite. Because the Rashba said that when does the Gemara say that if the lion was observed, let's say, killing one behemoth, so then the other behemoth would tell only if he was observed killing. But if he was just observed injuring, then we say, Hamotzi Barbe, Same Pele, he extends the same shite, and he says that when the Gemara says that if we fight, it's a pain of the lion, I'm on the back of one of the behemoths. So it's Osea, so it's not that the Gemara means this behemoth is Osea. What? But, no, but all the other behemoths are also Osea Misofik. Because why is this behemoth Osea? Because we see that the lion bothered this behemoth. He even left. He's a pain. He bothered some Pele, maybe he injected its poison too. So, but since this behemoth was not killed, in other words, he started, you know, to kill it and didn't kill it because the behemoth is alive, just it's a pain in his leg. So, Mele, we say, Hamosi Barabe. So, he was not appeased. So, Mele, he might have tried to destroy other behemoths. Because of what he do, Amedo, Amir, and Kishinich Nas Bezluv Molei, or Bidir Shal Behem, Shule, Mokim Tsa, Shin Derech Livrei, Avla, Kishinich Nas Bezluv Mokim Shah, Beim Esrei, Shom, Afri Shomanu Tzvei Feis, Rushei Tzeg, Ein Chei Shishi, Shom Haim Rim, Bochu Mipono, Velo Yisig, Ad Kam. So the Rashba says, that when do we say, that if a lion entered, so a place, so then, if we heard that the lion was silent and the behemoths were lowing, so then we are hishish that is the lion entered a closed place, a stable that has fences, so the behemoths cannot escape from the lion. But suppose there is an open field and there were many behemoths grazing pasture in that open field, and then a lion arrived and that field. So even though we heard that the lion was silent and all the behemoths in the open field were swimming, so we don't have to be cheshish. But since it's an open field, so we assume that the behemoths probably managed to escape. Years ago, so a lion from the zoo made its way out of the Planck zoo, and then it was running berserk in all of Pelham Parkway. I mean, and then the whole police was mobilized. I mean, they finally caught the lion. That's the Gemara that we learn. That's the Gemara. Because of the Rashba, because we didn't see any reyeseh. There is no reyeseh. What kind of reyeseh? I mean, no reyeseh to establish a sofik, maybe a lion was the cause of it. But mainly we are tailoring something that is more reasonably attributable than a lion. After all, a lion, that's an unusual thing. I mean, that bleeding might result from a lion's attack. But there are many other things. And the other things, let's say Caleb or Ikone, somebody hit it with a stick. So that is a more usual thing. So it's a more reasonably attributable circumstance than an attack by lion. In other words, it doesn't mean that the Gemara says that it's masmi is dummy. So the Gemara said, Kanye, a stick. Hit it. So it doesn't mean that whenever we find a behemoth bleeding, a behemoth's neck bleeding, so we are tailing it in a corner. In that case, a corner was a usual circumstance. Or let's say, suppose the behemoth is accustomed to walk in fields where there are bushes. So if we see that it's bleeding, the neck is bleeding, so this is the reasonably attributable circumstance. And in every situation, so we have to take notice of what circumstances, what causes are usual, what causes are not usual. But it doesn't mean that whenever we find the behemoth bleeding, so we are tailing it. Suppose the behemoth was found bleeding in circumstances where a kone or a kelev is unlikely. Let's say there is no kelev in there yet. There is no kelim there yet. There is no kone that no probability might have been. So then, So then we have to be cautious. Let's say if it is close to a jungle. So then we have to be cautious. Maybe Chaya did it. Not the Kohen, not the Caleb. So in other words, it's not the general rule that we always tell in the Kohen. Hot cautious only to so. Heine shall we lati or believe tiki. Aber in Botko in a meitzo. Aber in Botko. That's a machlekes v'shem. In other words, whether b'dike is effective even in vataitrusi. Some of the shenim say that b'dike is only effective in sofitrusi. Let's say a lion entered the stable, there are many behemoths, and then we heard that we observed the lion was silent, the behemoths were lowing. So then, if you are b'dike and you don't see any marks, any red marks, and the organism outside, so then it's mutaris. But suppose we know that the lion clawed the behemoth. But the question is, did that claw inject the venom or not? So then we don't rely on it. There's a machlekes v'shem. So, hod cheshi l'drusan shlatir v'lidike, avod in potkov in meitzim shom reisho kshir. In other words, where it's reishi. Umiv kosov v'lidiko, daf kesovik drusan interes v'lidike. There's a rubom shi. Avod in vada shenik v'lidiko, in lehet v'lidike. V'chei kosov v'lidiko, v'chashino v'sharino v'lidike, el heichet ikomar cheshi shom. אבל איך אני קורא מהחי שישלי, אין לי את הכל לבדיקה. ועדי לי אובי אורוס על כוסף, דאפילו ודאי תרוסה, יש לו היתר בדיקה. So, the horse says that even if ודאי תרוסו, is יש לו, why? Because even if ודאי תרוסו, we see that the lion, with its claws, attacked the behemoth. But it all depends how the tricer was done. Was it done in such an extent, with such malice, that it injected the poison in the whole blood system or not? So mele, if we don't see any marks, any red marks, so it's a raya that this tricer was a superficial tricer. It wasn't a real tricer. בית קימי כנגד המאה החציפה ירחיים מכל נתחס טריפס ואם נמצא שעדים הבוסו כנגד אך מיבורים של טרפס בן אסור וכן אם נסמס מיסבוסו כנגד אוי כנגד צומס הגידים עד שהריפי גרדי because the ריפי scrapes it off. In other words, that means that it's that the tissue is really that tissue. If the ריפי will advise that it should be scraped off, that means that it's that tissue. עושה, והסימונים קושי מאיצל דרוסה. הלקח אפילו עם הדים בוסו כנגדו מותר, עד שידים הם בעצמו, היא לא יודעת לגמור. ועוד עושה אפילו הדים הקונה, בכל שם. בהימו שנדריסו, אימו את הקונה בבדיקה, כאילו שבישת אימו בדיקה בחוץ, כדי פרשנו לילו בטריפת הבישה. קוסף הרשבו, בוא דאקו לו הדים, so by all of the reason בדיקה, because he only has to share one semen. He only has to share one semen. And then you'll turn over another simen. Maybe free, may look at it. But by behemoth, so he has to share both simen. So many of the shenim say, not all the shenim agree with it, but many of the shenim say that even though he turns it over, so he'll not be able to detect. Because maybe there was a redness in that simen. But there are some of the shenim who say, no, he can distinguish between a redness that originates in a cut and the redness that originates in drizzy. But we pass that there is no good. Because of the Rashbo, Bodak will head him a boss on the chutz, him some of the so say, Bodak Shevo, we will Bodak, some of the so say, here are the Shechishishimai, Shechishishimai Sofit Rusa, the Cheshishi Shemashin and Marot Machutz, the Yivri, וילד ונקב למטו, עד כאן. So the Rashbo says that when b'dike is necessary, so b'dike is only effective if the b'dike takes place immediately after the attack by the lion. But if it didn't take place immediately after the attack by the lion, so then we are b'dike later on, so then it's no raya. Because maybe the lion did make it reset. A substantial trise, in other words, and there was redness on the whole organism, mibachus. But then, because of the lapse of time, so the redness disappeared, and in the meantime, it spread to the inner system and to the blood system, and the melee, it's a traipo. But the redness outside disappeared. This is what the Rashi says. He says, but a Torah is chelik. Will your dati lo by yishon alochish on davar shalom atzimu shechoshish lechachon. So it's chelik. According to the Torah, the bdikah can take place even later on. Kosa b'hak. Bichol mokim shuuz kashom bdikah kol bedmutz and ifule wishvure. Ba'meret roma mokim deret zorishen in drabon kamoya v'chakam chekim meod kiyeh bdikah. Aval hashde lekelimei kama bdikah shabir. So the b'hakshita is there's a machlekes, but there's a b'hakshita. The b'hakshita is that we are not booking that b'hakshita. You see, the Rambam says we got all kinds of b'hakshitas we are not booking, but that only the Rambam says. But all the Rishonim prior to the Rambam, I mean, even the Mechaber, he doesn't say any b'hakshita because only in the time of the Rambam, so we became any b'hakshita. Mashein came before that, they were king in the Bdikas. They were king in the Bdikas. But in regard to the Bdikas that the Gemara mentions in connection with the Druze, that Bdikas, even the Bahak says, that they don't king. Mashein came, all the other Bdikas, let's say the Bdikas of blowing the lung and of noticing when the lung is placed in water, whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble, then Bdikah the Bahak doesn't say in Bdikah the Rambam says, that was many years later. Bashein came in regard to the Bdikah of Gabi Turunse, but because this Bdikah is more complicated than the other Bdikahs. So in regard to this Bdikah, even the Bahak says in Bdikah. Oh, Shab. V'yom Rabbonon l'izocho Yudvei Shredesh u'nikeivo kol shenei yoledes. So now the Gemara says, and that's a klali gabi ol treifes. That's a klali gabi ol treifes, because a treife cannot survive for more than 12 months. So mele, that's not a bdikah, that's a test. I mean, you don't have to do anything. You just have to observe a very simple fact. So if there is a sofik treife or a sofik trusi, and then the behemoth will live for more than 12 months, and it's a raya that it's not a treif. And also, if a female behemoth, if there is a sofik treifah, so if we saw that it gave birth, so it's a raya, it wasn't a treifah, because if it had become a treifah, it wouldn't be healthy. Well, the keva kol sheni yoledes, hilkach mashina ha'azocho yuvais chedesh, v'an keva ashe tisabia v'telet. In other words, so the test will only be if the Nikeva behemoth became Nisapo after this Maki. But if, let's say, but if it became Nisapo before this Maki, then it gave birth, so that's no right. But there are many Gainim who are Chilik at the Bahak. And they say that we rely on our Bdike even in regard to Drusen. Still is here, Shein Lidai Mashein Ebreis, Vitzor Bdike Yom. Tzipeirim Aktanim Vigam Yenim Ha'admumi, Vigam Ha'yenim Ha'admunis, Nimzo Behem Dikosom Koshe. Now what does the Bdike? The Bdike means that the Nidres is inspected and we take notice as to whether there is any redness, any red marks on the skin, in the organism. And suppose there is a suffix, there is a truce in and off. So we have to observe whether there is any red mark on the skin of the off. So he says, but there are certain aphids who naturally have certain red marks. Let's say like the dove, the doves, and all small, very small birds. So their redness, a red mark is natural. So mainly that makes the decays, of course, if somebody would be an extra expert, so then he would be able to distinguish between the natural redness that appears in a dog or in a small bird and the redness that results from this. But who is that kind of an expert? So we require an extra expert. In the field of, he says, in the beginning, Kosa Barashbo, Shim Rabim Heim Hanitrosi, also Ashesim Shimosochim, Shim Tir Shim Rabim Yabu, the Mirshal Achlachem, also Lim Kadrus, is of it Uzalakum. I think that I once discussed, I don't remember where I discussed it here, I discussed this. Now, there is a kasha by the taste of sweet, Because here we say that we're not allowed to sell Isofik to Uset and Akum. Why? Maybe the Akum will sell it to Israel, but and there is Gemara like that. That Begechova Biklayim lo yinkerenu Israel shemo yinkerenu Akum. So if let's say a chut of linen got lost in the beged of Tzemach, so maybe the beged is fine. Let's say suppose he put a linen collar, in a beged of tzemach. So the law is not allowed to sell it to a goy, this jacket, unless you take out the collar of linen. Because the goy might decide to give it away to a Jew. So that's the mocha for this aloche. So this is written up Lizores the Kashi, but the Gemara Lizores says that Lifnei is Osea, Lifnei is not Osea. In other words, we're not allowed. The Mishnah in Lizores says that we're not allowed to sell Livaino, that's frankincense. And that is used by the pagans in idol worship. In being maktakteres and so on, all kinds of things. Beneiach is muzer al mizore. That's one of the Zayin mitzvot beneiach. So we're not allowed to sell frankincense to a heathen because, in all probability, he'll use it in al mizore. So we are evil if they're even. So the Gemara says, we are not allowed to sell it to a customer and a bit kachovim. Mashiach came to sell it wholesale to a merchant, who in turn might sell small portions of the frankincense to individual customers, then it's all right. Why? Because Lifnei is also Lifnei is not Osea, so here also it's Lifnei. So this is the Teret. There is a distinction between the case of Begachov and the Klein and this case. Because in the case of Liveno, so when Israel sells wholesaler, a lot of frankincense, so then of Livaino, so then, and that wholesaler will sell it to individual customers, so the melee, the one who buy it from him will know what he's buying, and he'll know that he's buying it for Abnizore, but he wants to use it for Abnizore, he's an Eivet Chovik. So they always say, so he thinks he will not be misled, David Kohen, the customer. So we say, what kind of a mirshul did the Torah ask? An indirect mirshul. But an indirect mirshul, the Torah did not ask. The Torah did not ask. Mashiach came where? There is a possibility that the Akum will sell it to a Jew or give it to a Jew. Let's say he begs a child, and then he will not tell the Jew that he has lied. So then the Jew will be misled. Whenever this Jew will be misled, in Jew or in non-Jew will be misled, so then even if they will finish us. So we explained it. In other words, because if they use Mirshu, the Rambam says in Sifra Mitzvah is a lav shebecholes. What is a lav shebecholes? That means if it has two isoy. So what kind of two isoy does it have? Number one, being misayed adere. Number two, to put a stumbling block before a blind person or to give an eight to shiri genes. So the question is, why is it the lavish? Lavish always means like a sechel adam. So one misal that is contained in the sechel adam is that you're not, you're not being mocking him, it's enough. Another misal is an edam ishom, it's an edish. So it's separate isuri. Mashiach in here, it's one misal. So it's a raya that it's not one misal, it's separate isuri. One misal is not to be marsh. And it doesn't make any difference what kind of immersion it is. Whether it's a stone for a blind, before a blind person, or it's an Eitzoshin in Guinness, or let's say, if you give a nausea, a kosher yayin, but that yayin looks like water, you know, some wine looks like water, and if you give it to a nausea, so then you mislead him, so then, that's a immersion mamish. And then, even if the nausea asks you and begs you to give him a kiss yayin, you're not allowed to give it. That's not... That doesn't come under the general isav of Lifnei Misim Yechshul, but especially isav of not helping somebody in his aveira. So the klal of Lifnei, that it's muter, that's in the other isav, it's aveira del aveira. But in the isav of putting a stumbling block before a blind person, so it doesn't make a difference. So even if it's indirect, even if it's done indirectly, Lifnei is also isav. That's why it's also. So here it says, also, Limkatruso is Sophic Trusolakum, Shemoyazel, Limkerano, Israel, Bulli. So even if they do it for Jesus, because I'm a mitzvah, so we do, so it's all about the race. Yes, but that's why the harvest is next week, the whole world is going to be a lot of joy. And we come back in the middle of the year, the whole world is going to be a lot of joy. Because it's all about the race, because I'm not the race. So we discussed it in the harvest. In Simon Kofiud, we discussed that day. I mean, whether with the heter of Zweckzwecke, Berlies, Achlobel of the Bot, how about the din of Zweckzwecke? So there with the Machlekes Rishenim. And we have that Machlekes here. We need a Shein Shakone Afil Mivada Yitrusse. She Nisarva Ba'achei Reis. The Nechmishim of the Naide. They call the Poris Miru Be'Poris. We call them the Torah. Chutz Meiz Achei Meiz. Now I'm not going to... So in Tarubes, we discuss this too. And this too can only conform to the Shita of Hamletam, but it cannot conform to the Shita of the other Rishenim. Of the Rosh and all the other Rishim. So how is it that the Rosh and the Rashbo, because they are three Shittes, so how is it that the two mentions it? So that the Rutsim in Simon Kofiud learn by the Bach, by the the Ramon mentions the name of Rav Shachne, Mlibuin, Niteres. We're not going over that because that's Itarub is the key. All right. Now, we mentioned yesterday that there are three shittas. There's the shita of the Rosh, the shita of the Rashbo, and the shita of the Zohar. Now the two mentioned the shita of the Rosh, who is the biggest Mechil, who says that other chayim stay of days. No matter how wild they are, so even a tiger or a bear, a Dave Shaku, so he has no discipline. Only what the Gemara mentions. And then the shita of the Rashbo is that they have it with a potential. And then the highest that is more gas than Ezeiv has the same trisa potential as Ezeiv. Ezeiv has the same trisa potential as Ezeiv. And any higher that had more gas, more of it refes than a lion, so has the same trisa potential as a lion. And then there is the Shita Zohar. All right, okay. Now Simon and Zion. Druso. Pirush ha-druso hi ha-kor, ha-drisa hi ha-kor, she-hiko ha-chayo ha-eim v-tziponai. But, now, all animals have tziponai, but it means tziponai that inject a venom into the system. Trei, v-loi kol chayo ha-eim v-shobim v-rizozon, elo mailis mailis yeish, keitza, v-ari yeish le-drisa, afil v-shira godl, u-vigaso she-bechaye yeis, ha-zei v-ein le-drisa, בבין מוגסון, ואפילו בקטנו שבה, כן בעגורי, אבל יש לו התחיסו בדעקו, ואפילו בדיו שבדעקס, כן פוסים דיילי, חוסלו מיו ושול אין להם תריסו. So he says, הזה יבין לתריסו בבין מוגסון, ואפילו בקטנו שבה, כן בעגורי, אבל יש לו התחיסו בדעקו, ואפילו בדיו שבדעקס, פוסים דיילי. All right, period. חוסלו מיו ושול אין להם תריסו בפוסים דיילי, אבל יש לו תריסו בגוי ומתלוי. ויקולצ'ק מכל האפס. חול דוים לא תריסו בביימו, כלל ואפילו בגדוים מפלויים. אבל יש לו תריסו בכל האפס. אבל נגעסו שבן. כלל הבאים לא תריסו כלל, אפילו באפס. ואם ניקב עד החולול, דימי כקי שניקב לחול. Now, so, that these highest are mentioned in the Gemara. But now, how about other highest that are less mentioned in the Gemara? So we have the Machlokes. So we have the three shittas. The Rosh, the biggest Mekel, the Rashbo, and the Yozavua, who is the biggest man. Shor chayes tmei is kol sheino gaso me'azeiv, that's the shite of the Rashi, not the shite of the Rosh. Shor chayes tmei is kol sheino gaso me'azeiv, eilo triso b'deilo, eilo triso b'deilo shebidako, b'kvosim b'nizi, afilu hi gaso gizeiv, avol yesh lo triso b'gdo imo tloi, v'chol shim b'eivis. V'im hoiso gaso me'azeiv, then it has the same status as a zeiv, but not the same status as Navi. Even though it is as gaso as the Ari. So it's only Dino Kizei. V'yesh lo yitriso b'dak. Avo lo yibi gaso v'afkilu yigdei lo kari. Hoiso gaso yeisem Ari. Zdo Ari kari. V'yesh lo yitriso b'cheil. There's the Shittes HaRashbo. So Mechaba doesn't mention any other Shitte, just the Shittes HaRashbo. Now the Rosh, who is the biggest maker, and Abir Zeruah, who is the biggest machin. ויש מחמירי, אי, זה שיטה וזרוע. תכל שאין בזייב ולמיילו, יש לו דריסה בגבי מגסו, so in other words, so it has the same status, the same dreisa potential as Eli. If it is mizeivu emayu, so yeish lo dreisa afilu bidem kasa. If it's more kasa than mizeiv, so then it has the same dreisa potential as Eli. Yeish lo dreisa afilu kasa viyit mizeiv zogua shite viyeish lochesh mechumre tumus adeshen simen kufayin ches b'shem lo shem. Alright. So the Mechaber, the Afrishides, Rosh Rashbo Nezorua, the Mechaber passes completely like the Rashbo, and the Ramo is Chetish Lechunga like the Shide of Nezorua. But no one passes like the Rosh, who is a Meir. Kolo Yif is Eilin Drisa Bibayim, Adun Yidoyim Utloyim, Chut Manei Tzeyesh Le Drisa Bibayim Utloyim, Vushi Yikei Vitzeponi Lebisa Cholo, Sheoz Mat Lerev. Now we explain it. Hanei Tzeyesh Le Drisa Afilo Beiv Godmimen, Uvilvad Sheyei Min Adak, Kiterim Deyeno, Avoloi Vitanigele is Vishalemailo Mimen. In other words, so only if he's Dakis. If he's Dakis. But not if he's Gassi. Because, not because the venom potential of the Nenitz is not strong enough to destroy if he's Gassi. Because if the venom potential of a hawk, is strong enough to destroy even lambs, small lambs, going with loyim. So it certainly, the venom has the potential even. But two things there. I mean, there is a physiological aspect and there is a psychological aspect. So the nades is only third degree aggressive. Is the third degree aggressive bird, not the first degree. The falcon is the first degree. So in order to galvanize its potential, it must show aggressiveness. So not towards all birds does the nature show aggressiveness, but towards little lambs it does show aggressiveness, because a little lamb it never fights back. So mimele, the nate that who has a venom potential of destroying everyone. But towards certain nefes, the nefes doesn't show any aggressiveness. Some in melee, it cannot. There is no reason. But towards going with ploying, yes. I will tell you, Shlomo Elmeno, with Abki Bidele, I will tell you, Shlomo Elmeno, who show if it's a day of sin, Mishle, it's the babe, she can make some. I will look, babe, she will go to man. Chutz ben aga, she kill him, falcon. She is like, it's a bechol eifes. Because this is the most aggressive bird. The two mentioned the machlek of the shein, and that is told in the two lishenes in the Gemara in Rav Chisde. According to the first lashon in the Gemara Rav Chisde, so Rav Chisde says that a chosol has drise potential only if the victim has matzilek. So then the chosel becomes very determined and very embittered. And then the chosel galvanizes its potential. So then, yes, literally. But if it's only masculine, then the chosel, who is normally civilized, doesn't galvanize its drisa potential. That's the first question of Rav Chisde. The second question of Rav Chisde is that Rav Chisde holds that a chosel has a drisa potential in doing the ploying, even if anyone masculine. So there are two days, whether we pass like the first lashon or pass like the second lashon. The two mentions the machlik al sheni, but the mechaber passes like the second lashon. Kolei u'shamaru sheish lo mitrisa beinim boi latzla nidras amenu beinim ein boi latzla. Yei shemim shach shuv liyagim etta bechassu lima nechnosim ilu shuv al deli. V'yav al pisho yorochus loch shim dobo, tzemchin al shachassu lim shalonu, hein mitarbus, v'chol shol yikou ein cheshish. That was because according to the din of the Gemara, so even if we didn't see the chosul glowing, let's say the glowing was glowing, but we saw that the chosul entered the stable of the glowing was glowing, so then we have to change. So that's according to the Gemara. But the Torah mentions that today the chosulim, So the Hasidim are more domesticated. Are more mitalbush, are more civilized. So, if we didn't see the Chosu attacking the Goyim, but we just saw that the Chosu was there. So we assume that since they are so civilized, so domesticated, that they didn't do it. But if we did see the Chosu attack the Goyim, then even today, we shall be able to pay it. ופיכוכי לעצור ממני ותדיר דף לשוח תן נדרס כדי שיש לצפון היותה שכין דרך שמה כבי כאן כמו מעט שיש לדנו ואפילו ראינו שוי דור הזה תגידו אחרי נחי שינוי ובי שפון עם שני שחרי ומעט Thank you.